Journalism is not a crime. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's from President Biden in a statement 1 year to the day after Russia jailed Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich as an accused spy. The president calls him illegally detained, vowing to keep trying to secure his release.
Today, we got to keep the hope alive that he's coming back. We're fully confident that eventually he will come back.
That's Elmore Latour, publisher of the Wall Street Journal, which has a blank space, a big one on the cover today, honoring Evan Gershkovich with the headline, 1 year stolen, his story should be here.
Well, you see a person who is resilient, who is driven, who is keeping his own spirits up. But you also know that when you're there in the glass cage, that smile is most likely not a natural smile.
There's going to be a memorial march today to honor slain New York City police officer Jonathan Diller, killed at a traffic stop Monday by a gunman charged with murder. Former President Trump attended Diller's wake.
Things like this shouldn't take place, and to take place so often, these are just incredible people that are just devastated.
President Biden was also in New York at a record fundraiser with ex-presidents Clinton and Obama, helping the Biden campaign rake in $26 million. We just got an inflation update, a gauge the Federal Reserve closely tracks, showing a slight decrease month over month, but a slight increase in the annual rate. A giant crane has arrived in Baltimore to help clear out the collapsed bridge. A cargo ship hit early Tuesday, killing six construction workers. Fox's Griff Jenkins is on a boat nearby.
What they're going to be doing when they start this, they've got to cut these pieces of bridge into sizes that they can lift it out. Then they've got to cut the things underwater, the road and whatnot, to lift that out before they can get the recovery of the bodies in vehicles trapped.
They've only found two bodies so far. We just got news that actor Louis Gossett Jr. has died at the age of 87. He was the first black winner of a Best Supporting Actor Award for his role in An Officer and a Gentleman. America's listening to Fox News.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Senators will be sworn in as jurors April 11th after House Republicans hand over the articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. They blame him for record illegal immigration. It's unclear if Democrats will even hold a full trial. They call it a sham and that Mayorkas has committed no crimes. In a new Fox News poll, 3 in 4 surveyed say President Biden is responsible for not enforcing border policies. 57% say former President Trump would do a better job on that issue. The poll also asked about TikTok, which Congress is considering banning over its links to China.
More men, voters age 65 and up, and white evangelicals want to see it go away. Women, voters under 30, and independents are against a ban. An interesting result, 57% of parents are against banning TikTok. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
On Wall Street, there will be no trading. The market is closed for Good Friday, the day after the Dow and the S&P 500 hit record highs. In the NCAA Men's College Basketball Tournament, defending champion Connecticut easily advanced to the Elite Eight, blowing out San Diego State by 30 points in a rematch of last year's title game. Another top seed was knocked out.
Nelson to put him up three, and he missed it. And it's an Nelson gets the block! Game over!
Alabama beat North Carolina 89-87 on CBS. Clemson also advanced to the Elite Eight with an upset, topping Arizona, a 2 seed. Illinois beat Iowa State. There will be 4 more games tonight. In baseball, it's opening day in New York and Philadelphia. The Mets host the Milwaukee Brewers. The Phillies will take on the Atlanta Braves, the last 4 teams yet to play. In yesterday's season openers, Texas beat the Chicago Cubs on an extra inning walk-off hit. New Yankee outfielder Juan Soto threw out an Astros runner to try to tie the game in the bottom of the ninth, helping secure New York's win over Houston. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Schools across Illinois making plans for next month's solar eclipse. In Carbondale at Southern Illinois University, which is in the path of the totality for the eclipse, classes canceled on April 8th. A festival will be held to celebrate the solar event. Carbondale schools will close for the day so students can experience the eclipse. Lawmakers in Springfield have begun debating the latest plan to pay some people in Illinois a guaranteed income. Legislation would create a $1,000 per month guaranteed income program. Money would go to anyone, even those people who are in Illinois illegally. Advocates say the money is necessary because of inflation. Critics say guaranteed income programs in the past have helped people buy new things but have never helped them leave poverty. Today at 11 a.m., Congresswoman Nikki Budzinski will convene her Agriculture Advisory Council for a farm bill listening session at the Livingston Center in Monticello. Budzinski serves on the House Committee on Agriculture, which is tasked with drafting the next farm bill. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
All right, thank you, Jim. Our weather with meteorologist Greg Solier, brought to you by Watts Copy Systems. They offer cost-efficient solutions for busy offices. You can call for a free quote at 217-352-0428. And by Kurt Lenschow, State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, Kurt Lenschow and State Farm is there. Well, we are moving through an energy. The worst thing would have been to have that, to lose and then not get a lot of sleep. That's what that
was. Yeah. Oh, anyway, oh yeah. Yeah.
We're flying a little adrenaline here.
Right.
On this Friday morning. It is March 29, April Monday. Wow.
Yep. Already, man.
Woo. All right. Our meteorologist, Greg Solier, to tell us about our Easter egg hunt and Easter weekend, my friend.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Maybe a little damp around the edges here. We think we'll keep the bulk of the systems and rainfall kind of congealed in through tonight. Iffy chances tomorrow. They'll ramp back up during the course of Easter Sunday, especially in the afternoon, but can't rule out maybe if you're making a dash in and out of the car for sunrise services, temps between 45 and 50, and maybe a shower around. But so we've got two episodes of significance and a third one here in the stack expected on Monday. Add it all up, should be an inch or two worth of rain. Another system here towards probably a 7 to 10 day time frame, somewhere around the 10th to 13th of April. We're targeting for our producer friends about the 15th, 16th, 17th, somewhere in April, of a significant pattern shift opportunities for maybe a little early season field work at that point. It's early, but should be able to get out there with a little more regularity going forward at that time frame. In the meantime, out the door this morning, not a bad morning. Some high mid-level cloud in spots, and a reading of 42 at Willard and Savoy, 38 at Rantoul, 67 is more like it. Actually, that's 10 above average with a partly sunny sky. Winds will be picking up out of the south and southwest as the day wears on. Maybe a stray shower in spots this evening, and scattered showers, thunderstorms will come a calling by midnight, and there might be some pretty good rumbles and a couple of downpours, even a little small hail, low down to 55. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a shower chance in the morning with a high at about 70. Cooler tomorrow night, down to the 40s, and a late night shower, and maybe that lingers into early Easter Sunday morning, a break, and then showers and thunderstorms scattered for the afternoon. Highs back in the 60s. We'll flirt with 70 with more rainfall and some healthy rainfall and a couple of stronger storms embedded Monday, Tuesday. Morning rain, blustery, cooler temperatures, largely in the 40s there. Won't get out of the 40s for Wednesday, even a snowflake chance in the morning. Dry time gets going for Thursday and Friday next week. By late next week, we're up back close to 60 degrees. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Yeah, we knew Iowa State was good. We knew they pressured us, but we really, really, really had the game plan. Great coaching by Brad Underwood to move the ball, to get the open looks. We still weren't great shooting.
Mm-hmm.
9 for 29, I think. So we were missed a lot of good looks. But we got a lot of good open looks. That's positive. UConn, you're going to have to make the free throws. We got away with that last night. And you're going to have to make some shots. But I think in this game, it's they guard hard. There's no doubt. But I think they like to run, and so do we. And so we're going to see a lot of it. I just hope that it doesn't come to, gosh, that wasn't a, you know, referees. I somehow give me the best referees for this one. I guess when you're into
let them
it,
play kind of stuff.
Well,
Stevie,
let them play. I mean, but it's just hard to call. And the more the tournament goes on, the higher the stakes, the more crucial the call, the more controversial, because you're wrapped up emotionally.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you're into it. And I don't have objective eyes when I'm watching Illinois. I always think we get fouled. I mean, but it's hard. It's just a hard game to call when the stakes are so high.
Uh-huh.
So, 810 ESPN 93.5. It's Diane Ducey.
Good morning.
I am Stevie J. We are wide awake and full of adrenaline because Illinois won, and it's fun. The whole weekend just Easter weekend, and we got something to look forward to. I'm going to be all over watching ball games today because it matters.
That's
now
right.
We got to see who we might play later.
And UConn at 5:09 Saturday. You know, I don't even know where the Final Four. I just
Phoenix.
Feel like, okay, thank you for that.
Yeah. You got to fly out to Phoenix, and I saw. Is this where the Arizona Cardinals play? I can't for the life of me think who would go to that game.
Wow.
Why? You can't see it. You can see the shape of the court.
In the state football stadium?
I think it's in the football. You can look it
I'm
up.
I'm going to look it up.
Where's the final? They ought to play. There's a basketball arena, but think about it. If you can sell 65,000 seats, it's a lot more money than 18,000.
Mm-hmm.
And
you're there. So, and that's all
but
people
you,
want these
you
days.
You can't see it. I guess the Jumbotron, you could watch it on, but why would
it's
you?
It's called State Farm Stadium.
Okay, it is the stadium.
In Glendale, Arizona.
But I saw where people would sit if you had the cheap seats, which are, what, hundreds of dollars?
Right.
You can't see it. You literally could not see the ball go through the basket. You'll hear cheering, and you could watch it on the drum, but there'll be a second delay. Because you're watching it and then it's already done. I just think you can't get a better look than it. Your nice, big, good vibes, 98-inch television.
There you go.
That's what you need.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Illinois facing all the Fox Sports and the big media now as they are getting more. And this, don't forget.
I just pulled up March Madness Final Four tickets as low as $299, it says.
Hey, come to the Final Four, and you can sit in a seat where you can't see a thing.
Oh, my God.
Only $300. And if you want a beer, what's that, 12?
Right.
What's a hot dog, 8?
Hey, speaking of, you know, hot dogs, they had 300 free hot dogs that they handed out at the State Farm Center yesterday with the women playing ahead of the men. Kind of an unusual situation. We had Cassie Arner on to describe everything yesterday. I drove by the State Farm Center after a meeting in town yesterday at 6, and there's lots of cars.
No, I think it was well attended based on the fact we don't do this.
Right.
I don't ever remember this.
Uh-huh.
So maybe we'll do it again. It's a little late to get tomorrow going. But
a line for blocks out of some of the drinking establishments for our drinking Illini.
Yeah. Well, but everybody left happy, I presume. All right. It is 8:13 ESPN 93.5. After the game, some of the pressers.
They keep on chipping away. They get within two a couple of times. You hit a big and one going into a timeout. You
that was Marcus.
Three as well.
Luke hit the
in
three.
In those moments, why does this Illinois team keep finding ways to counter and fight through it?
Yeah, I think it's just what we've been through all season.
That's
you know,
Luke.
We have a super mature team. I know Coach talks about it all the time. And when you get in situations like that, the guys that were on the court have basically seen it all. I mean, you talk about Dane, who this is his fourth year in college now, you know, at Baylor now is, you know, second and a half year, so he knows what to expect. You got Coleman, who's had 4 years here, Marcus, who's a fifth-year senior, and TJ, who's a fifth-year senior. So, you know, myself, who's been in college now for 3 years. So when you have that level of maturity and, you know, sense of you know, it's almost like you've been there before. You kind of know how to perform in those situations, so you know how to step up when the team needs you.
They keep on chip.
We have more here in the next 40 minutes of our program.
And you never know. I mean, sometimes we can connect with Luke, and I know he's been on throughout the season. Thanks to Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, First Federal Savings Bank, and Max Twin City Recycling. He had 8 points yesterday, 2 threes, and 2 key free throws in under 2 minutes to play.
He kind of was looking to pass on his second three, and he changed his mind and shot it. And made it,
yes.
And it was huge.
Mm.
And then him stepping to the line and making both free throws when it was really a tough night. I think 15 out of 29 from the free throw line. And somehow we win the basketball game in a Sweet 16 matchup with the number one defense in America. No, it was a grind, but we did it. And I really, anybody noticed Brad Underwood's demeanor? Coach, you're up 10. You could be up more, but you're missing all the free throws. I'm ecstatic.
Yeah.
I'm ecstatic.
That's
We're up 10 on our number one defense.
I don't know why the media focuses on the negative so much, and it would be hard to respond to that, but he does seem like he's having a good time.
Well, and then when Iowa State got within two, They're coming to the huddle. Brad is clapping.
Yeah.
Has anybody seen Brad Underwood clapping?
Mm-hmm.
He's encouraging
right.
them. The captain was calm. The captain has to be calm in the storm.
Right.
And he was.
Well,
listen,
speaking of your talking about the captain, I was talking with Jed Swisher at Campus Inc. yesterday, and how I think they're doing 40,000 shirts today.
I bet they are. Campus Inc. does those T-shirts,
I know.
Man. They got
like
40,000. What are they putting on them?
It's crazy.
What do you got?
I mean, Brad wore this week one that says, I'm the captain now. And I mean, there's so many different things that their artists have designed and saying, let's go. I mean, the cowboy kid, he sold 75 shirts of his. He's getting NIL action, Stevie.
Is that one of the Rouse kids, I think?
I think so.
George Rouse's grandson.
He's one of the
Tyler Patrick and Tyler. I mean, but boy, is he a. I mean, he could be on a T-shirt now.
Right, right.
All the camera
and
he gets.
Just talking about how fun this is and how much, you know, the shirts and the thing. We're in Elite Eight, baby.
No,
so
it's
fun.
It's fun. And you know what? I don't want this to end.
I know.
I like this team so much. So does Brad. Said it's his favorite team of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because they're just good men, and they get along, and it's a good team. And
Let's beat UConn tomorrow, 5:09
Let's go
Saturday.
Get UConn. Let's keep it going.
And then the ladies are in Indianapolis Monday at 4, taking on Washington State or Toledo for the Women's Basketball Invitational Tournament Final Four. So go Illini. Congratulations to the women beating Tulsa.
All right. Hey, a tax refund is more than just extra cash. It can really help you. Busey Wealth Management can help guide you. They just want you to be aware of some things. The average refund, according to the IRS, about $3,000. Most people plan to pay down debt, which is good. But they suggest, you know, maybe add some emergency fund money in it, pay off bad debt, which could be really high interest rates on credit cards. You can save a little here, save a little there. Save for a down payment. If you want to buy a new home, you got to have a little cash. And invest in your current home by doing some things to fix it up. You can let Busey Wealth Management help you. You can go to Busey.com, take advantage of financial education tools. Whether saving for retirement or college, Busey Wealth Management provides the support and resources you need to help achieve your financial goals. You can visit Busey.com. You can call them at 800-67-BUSEY. And again, go to Busey.com. There's a wealth of information there. Investment products and services not FDIC insured. May lose value. No bank guarantee.
Got some home baseball games. We've got Penn State coming up in the series starting at 5. And the softball team is in action at 5 against Minnesota. So if you want to check out our Illini in action, of course, the Dodgers, since they're so good.
Well,
listen.
People are down on 7-1.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, 7-1. Okay, the people are down on the Cardinals, just generally. We hired a bunch of guys that are old enough to be president to pitch.
Okay.
And Miles Michaelis is supposed to be our number one, and he wasn't very good.
All right.
So don't judge the season on this first 7 games. I mean, you're playing teams that are better than
yes.
you. And the Dodgers probably are going to sweep, and the Padres probably are going to beat us 2 out of 3. So we'll probably be 1-6 for the home opener when I broadcast next Thursday. Very
uh-huh,
likely. It's,
uh-huh.
it's not like, oh, no.
Right.
It's like they're way better, and it was a crummy start because we had to go on the road, and we weren't ready for that. So you got to hope that they're going to get better through the year. But it was such a rough year last year. And the Cardinal fans, as I am, very, very spoiled. Not used to anything negative because we're always in the playoffs.
That's right.
So anyway, I wouldn't judge a season over the next week.
Well, and we've got a 9:10 start here on ESPN 93.5 for that first pitch. And we had our Cubs with a loss yesterday over Texas Rangers. They'll be in action tomorrow on US 105.9.
Don't forget, everyone. Let's check weather. Free Central Illinois, Champaign, and Benham vicinity. Nice day's worth of weather ahead for the day today. Not too bad on temperatures over the Easter holiday weekend, but getting increasingly wet as well across the area, particularly by Monday. In the meantime, no rain today. Partly sunny skies. Increasing south-southwesterly wind for the afternoon. 67. That's about 10 above average. Tonight, windy, milder with a stray shower this evening. Scattered showers, thunderstorms around by the midnight hour. A couple of stronger storms that can't be ruled out both tonight and over the course of the late weekend, early next week time frame. Down to 55 tonight. Heading towards 70 tomorrow with a shower thunderstorm in spots for the morning. Southwesterly breezes. Cooler tomorrow night. Lows to the 40s with some shower activity late and then Easter Sunday. Shower chance now back in early, more likely later in the day with a high up to 64. Widespread showers and thunderstorms, 68 on Monday. Tuesday, cooler, near 50 for the high with rain in the morning. Temperatures in the 40s on Wednesday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm Peter Rochus, Greg Solgay.
Yep, text in 217-359-2255 if you'd like. We'll be right back after Fox Business at 8:20.
I'm Maria Bartiromo, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Wall Street has been hoping to see relief from high prices, but inflation numbers for February are mixed. The monthly increases for the PCE, Personal Consumption Expenditures Index, and the PCE excluding food and energy were smaller than expected, up 0.3%. However, the PCE index for the year ending in February rose 2.5%. That's a stronger reading than some estimates. The core PCE for the year up 2.8%, matching forecasts and an improvement from the revised January reading. Also, Americans were spending more than expected in February. Personal consumption rose 0.8%. Incomes were up 0.3%. China's Huawei says its profit more than doubled last year, even though it is facing U.S. sanctions. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jen Cosola, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week. Every week, we check in with Jimmy Fallon, bring in authors for the book club, and even treat some of your favorite Fox personalities to a very special happy hour. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Kennedy Saves the World. America's listening to Fox News.
When it comes to finding a reliable vehicle, look no further than Sarah Champagne, your trusted automotive destination. They carry a lineup of top brands, including Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. And they're not just about cars. They're about people. Their team is dedicated to providing you with trustworthy service and dependable vehicles that fit your lifestyle. Experience the difference at Sarah Champagne. Visit Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com.
What does the Apple Dumplin' Restaurant offer?
The Apple Dumplin' serves up homemade favorites. Fried chicken, sandwiches, delicious chicken and noodles, beef and noodles, meatloaf, all kinds of comfort food.
And of course, the Apple Dumplin' with a scoop of ice cream, perhaps.
Visit this community treasure if you're looking for great people, great atmosphere, and great food in Urbana.
The Apple Dumplin' Restaurant, open Tuesdays through Saturdays with a lunch buffet on Sundays. On High Cross Road in Urbana, you can look up the Apple Dumplin' on Facebook.
So in the press conference, you had Coleman Hawkins, you had Brad Underwood, you had Luke Goody, and Marcus Damask, and they were just talking to the media, and I found it pretty interesting. It was probably too late for you because you were sleeping, I would think. It was late. It's after midnight. After midnight.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's really easy during those runs for teams to kind of fall apart because they start trying to, you know, make home run.
It's Marcus Damask.
Plays and do their own thing. And I think our team is, you know, as Luke talked about, we're just a veteran team. And when teams go on run, I think we come together more than we do normally. So I think we just stay together and we just trust what we do. You know, we work on stuff that we do every day and we just continue to do what we do every day. And eventually we just get our run back.
Do you have a follow-up, John?
Sorry. Real quick.
Just a quick follow-up to that. Brad, when you hear that from these guys, I know NCAA tournament Sweet 16, there's nerve-wracking moments, but do you find yourself, like, with the veterans that you've got, more comfortable in knowing that these are the guys you have on the floor and that they can play through virtually anything?
Yeah, I can give you a one-word answer. Yes. It's comforting to know that you don't you know what they're going to do, and they're going to execute, and they're going to run their play, and they're going to try to get the best shot or the best stop or whatever. So I got tremendous amount of confidence in what these guys do.
Man, how comforting is that? I mean, it is just unbelievable to say I'm good. And we've watched Brad Underwood now, seventh season.
Amy Costable from the Chicago Sun-Times.
Hold on, Amy. we've watched Brad. This is his seventh season, and there's been some demonstrative behavior.
I mean, he
really gets after him.
Yes, he does.
Comes out of halftime and sits by himself. I mean, so we've had that, but this is the most comfortable that he's been because he trusts them way more than a freshman, which is why I ask him, why would you ever recruit a freshman?
Right.
You have the building blocks. I get that. But do you want to depend on a freshman to win?
Right.
Normally, no. If you have a one-and-done guy, maybe. Merez Johnson coming in is a big man who's supposed to be the best player in the state. And I'm sure he's wonderful, but he's 18. And nothing replaces 24 years old. I like that. I like that. I want to do that again.
Yes.
Can we please play this game again?
Yes, please.
I want the same kind of players.
Get some experience out of the portal.
All right, Sun-Times.
Prize for tonight's win is a meeting with UConn, as great as they've been over the last 2 years. This question's for the players. Is that a daunting task at all? Intimidating in any way?
Coleman Hawkins.
Go ahead, Coleman.
I wouldn't say it's necessarily intimidating, but
this is really a good answer. I mean, Coleman knows Connecticut hears everything.
But I have more of a respect for them. I think it's a higher level of respect. I think they've been playing great all year. I think they're well coached, and they do what they do. As we learn more about them, I'll become much more familiar with them, but definitely have a higher level of respect for them and their culture and what they do.
Fantastic answer. Because Coleman Hawkins is massively competitive.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want him to say, and he's quite a guy, but he would, goofing around, probably say, let's go, bring it.
Yeah.
Bring it on. Bring it on. He's ready.
Yeah.
Believe me. He'll be ready to take, and all these guys know this. You're walking into a game where, as well as you're playing, nobody outside of the Illini Nation, I mean, nobody, believes you're going to beat UConn. I love the position. So we just go and play. Nobody thinks we're going to win anyway.
I know.
It could be 30-2, and people will expect it. But if we get the lead.
I know.
Oh, what's going on here?
Number 2 seed, Iowa State, never led.
Yeah, but this is a little different. This is the Godzilla. This is King Kong.
Okay.
This is a team that in 9 straight NCAA tournament games hasn't had anybody come within 13 points. They beat San Diego State, a fine basketball team, by 30 last night. So we're going in, it's just one of those, well, gosh, inside these guys to a man will believe we have a chance to beat them. And guess where the pressure lies when it's competitive in the second half? All of a sudden they're going, oh my gosh, we're not going to lose it. We want to win back to back. We're the champion. It's not on us. It's like everybody would be like an eighth grader beating a college freshman one-on-one. There's no way he can beat him. Oh, what's going on? Whoa! Whoa! So I think we're going into it with a very nice position, understanding Connecticut's probably the best team in America. But maybe not on this day and not on this time. And Illinois is playing as well as anybody. We match up pretty well, I think. And we have Terrence Shannon, who should be able to get a little. It's going to be up and down. We got to get back. They got to get back. All that stuff, because they don't want Terrence running free. They don't have a guy as good as Terrence Shannon. They do not. They have a 7'2" player. We're kind of used to 7'4" and 7'5"-ish with Zach Edey. But and he's tall and long and good and all these. That's blah 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 blah. Yeah, they are. They're great. So, I mean, Mike Greenberg, Greeny,
yeah,
facetiously said he thought that Connecticut could beat Boston in a best of 7, the Celtics. And he was joking, but his tone didn't sound jokey. And so that's kind of the level I think Connecticut fans believe they're that good. We'll see. Maybe you are.
Go Illini.
Let's just play it.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see. Maybe you'll beat us, and maybe you'll beat us bad. I don't know, but let's try.
Exactly.
Let's go ahead and throw the ball up and see what happens.
Why not?
All right, news coming up. More on this game. In just a few, unprecedented, well, for this decade and kind of most of last decade.
Yeah.
Just doesn't have much, man.
05.
I know, 05.
19 years ago.
So 2001, I think it was 2001 we were in the Elite Eight before that, and then it was a Flying Illini.
Yeah.
Man, we got to come more regular. This is really fun. Okay, we'll be right back. I don't know about your pool. Probably not so good. Many of you had UConn and Illinois.
How are the brackets looking?
Well,
that's right.
Nobody has Clemson to play Alabama. Mm-hmm. There's no way. All right, the news will be next. Another half hour to go. You're welcome to text in 217-359-2255. A number of you watching on the YouTube channel and also on Facebook Live. We are there. And we appreciate it. Some people got up right at 7 o'clock to hear us.
Absolutely.
They knew we'd be about... won't speak for Diane. I'd be bouncing off the wall.
Exactly.
And it's true. And if we'd have lost, I'd have been on adrenaline and just get through. All right, 8:30 ESPN 93.5. The news now from Fox.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. President Biden, in a statement, declares journalism is not a crime on the one-year anniversary of Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich being detained in Russia for espionage. Biden says he promised the 32-year-old's parents he will never give up hope. The police family of New York stung that President Biden didn't call or visit the wake of 31-year-old slain NYPD officer Jonathan Diller on Long Island when Biden was 30 miles away in Manhattan. Donald Trump flew there and tells Fox.
You go up to a car and they shoot you and murder you. This shouldn't be happening in this country and shouldn't be happening anywhere. We're going to stop it. It's got to stop.
Biden was raking in a record $26 million from a fundraiser at Radio City with celebs and former presidents. Actor Lou Gossett Jr. has died, age 87. He said of his career, God's in charge. America is listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. A new report says most Illinois school districts facing a serious teacher shortage. Report comes from the Illinois Association of Regional Superintendents of Schools. It shows 93% of schools that were surveyed are facing a shortage of substitute teachers. Also says 88% of the schools surveyed received five or fewer applications for a position, and more than 70% say half of the applicants for jobs don't have proper credentials. Well, as the Bears and White Sox explore new stadium options, both expected to seek public financing. Former Governor Pat Quinn thinks taxpayers should have more say in the matter. He filed an ordinance with the city clerk this week asking the council to put a referendum on the November ballot. Caterpillar celebrating the 75th anniversary of its proving grounds in Washington, Illinois. Some 400 are employed at its proving grounds where Caterpillar tests some of the biggest construction machines in the industry. Caterpillar celebrated the anniversary yesterday at its facility. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Yep, and our weather brought to you by Busey for over 150 years. Busey, member FDIC.
Don't forget, everyone, let's check weather. Free Central Illinois, Champaign, and Benin vicinity. Nice day's worth of weather ahead for the day today. Not too bad on temperatures over the Easter holiday weekend, but getting increasingly wet as well across the area, particularly by Monday. In the meantime, no rain today. Partly sunny skies, increasing south-southwesterly wind for the afternoon. 67, that's about 10 above average. Tonight, windy powder with a stray shower this evening. Scattered showers, thunderstorms around by the midnight hour. A couple of stronger storms that can't be ruled out both tonight and over the course of the late weekend, early next week time frame. Down to 55 tonight, heading towards 70 tomorrow with a shower thunderstorm in spots for the morning. Southwestern westerly breezes. Cooler tomorrow night, lows to the 40s with some shower activity late. And then Easter Sunday, shower chance now back in early, more likely later in the day with a high up to 64. Widespread showers and thunderstorms, 68 on Monday. Tuesday, cooler near 50 for the high with rain in the morning. Temperatures in the 40s on Wednesday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm Peter Rochus, Greg Solgay.
Hi, this is Steve from Good Vibes.
And I'm Luke Goody from your men's basketball team.
So, Luke, you're what, about 6'7"?
Yeah, why?
Because size matters in basketball and video.
I know it's easier to shoot over a smaller guy.
And it's easier to see every detail on the biggest screen. That's why we brought in Sony's 98-inch Bravia. Unbelievable TV for gaming and sports.
That's not taller than me, though, is it?
No, but it's 8 inches wider than you are high. It is large and in charge.
All right, so it's big. Does it lose something blown up that size?
Nope. The Sony Cognitive Processor delivers wide dynamic contrast, billions of natural colors, and high peak brightness all the way to the corners over 8 feet apart.
So all that means is it's expensive, right?
$69.99 isn't cheap, but it's less than a good projector and screen, and it works in bright rooms.
So how much am I getting paid for this commercial again?
Well, not that much, Luke, but with your good credit, it's under $650 a month with 0%, including tax and installation by Good Vibes experts.
Make a difference in your community and start a rewarding career when you join the Regional Planning Commission Early Childhood Education Team. The RPC will be interviewing for open positions within the program during a hiring event Thursday, April 4th at 103 South Country Fair Drive in Champaign. The event runs from 9 a.m. to noon. Attendees are encouraged to bring their resumes and references. Don't miss this hiring event for the Early Childhood Education Program, April 4th from 9 to noon at 103 South Country Fair Drive in Champaign. Learn more at ccrpc.org.
It seems like the cost of everything is on the rise, but Erie Insurance can help make sure your auto insurance premium isn't one of them. Avoid rate increases with Erie Rate Lock. Even if you have a claim, your rates won't go up until you change your car, driver, or address.
Your Erie agent in Champaign is Thomas and Eller's Insurance.
Erie Rate Lock is not available in all states. Other conditions and limitations at erieinsurance.com. Go to erieinsurance.com for company licensure and product details.
I'm Lily Ott. I'm a certified nurse midwife at OSF Healthcare. I see patients in some of the clinics that we are now opening, including in Urbana, Forsyth, Pontiac, Bloomington, and eventually Lincoln, and doing deliveries for women in Bloomington at OSF Healthcare there. Being a nurse midwife today is seeing women through all of their life. So seeing women, you know, pre-puberty through menopause, specializing in pregnant women and providing prenatal care, and then getting to deliver babies at the hospital setting with our patients that we've, you know, established the relationship with throughout their pregnancy. Yeah, I feel like one of the big misconceptions with midwives is that we don't deliver in a hospital setting and that we don't support pain management, which is not true. We deliver babies at the hospital setting, and we support women in any way that they choose to have their babies. So whether that be with an epidural, without an epidural, we're there to support no matter what they decide and kind of just help their labor be what they want it to look like.
Basketball star Coleman Hawkins about Pacifica on Green.
I'm Coleman Hawkins. I like living at Pacifica on Green because it's really a home environment. Everyone's very welcoming. There's great space for whenever family wants to visit, great room size. It just came with everything I needed in order to feel like I was at home and feel like I can live here and have a good time.
The ultimate in student housing, Pacifica on Green. Visit them at PacificaOnGreen.com. And how smart is Lisa Lauer, the general manager of Pacifica on Green, to get all these athletes to live there? Because now, yeah, elevate all of the, I mean, Luke Goody, Ty Rogers, Coleman Hawkins,
and
Dane Danger.
A little bit instrumental bringing the team together with the recreational room that they have the video gaming that they're doing with the Mario Kart, a throwback video, too.
I wonder if they'd get tired of me saying, hey, what are you guys doing now? Want to hang out? What do you want to do? What do you want to do? Want to get a cup of coffee? It's a free machine over there.
Who is this guy?
Yeah, you don't need quarters in the game room. Pacifica on Green. If you don't have a, you gotta get a tour. And I think $800 a person if you're in a fourplex. I mean, that's not much money these
right,
days.
Right, right.
And these are fancy schmancy.
Right,
now.
And it's right there in the heart of campus.
Yeah. Anyway, when we made that commercial, just some good back and forth with Coleman.
Mm-hmm.
He makes me laugh.
And did you use your line of I can post you up?
No, I don't think I did.
Like you did with Kofi Gilbert.
Didn't I try and block him out?
I know.
I usually block him out, and I think I hit his knees. My butt hit his knees. Anyway, it's
flicking the flea off his shoulder.
I think I could have taken Kofi. All right, so it's Marcus Damask and Luke Goody on the intimidation of UConn from the presser last night.
Marcus or Luke, anything else?
Yeah, I agree. You know, a lot of respect to them and for everything they've done. But we've played a lot of college basketball. You know, I've played a lot of teams that are supposed to beat us. You know, if you want to say they're supposed to beat us. And I guess, you know, we'll figure out how to guard them and how to score on them. But they got to do the same for us. So, you know, it's just another game, really.
Thanks, guys. There's time for about three more, maybe. Right here in the middle.
Matt Stevens, Illini, guys. Brad, when Terrence had to leave with 11 to go, you've constantly said that you, when he was out for six games, you were a top 10 nationally offense. So were you more worried offensively or defensively in losing him for those 6 minutes?
That's a good question. Offensively, I mean, because Terrence, man. But his offense is, but his defense, what's Brad say to that?
I'll be honest, defensively. You know, that's a an elite defender that's not in the game. And Gilbert got going. We went bigger. We had Coleman, guarding more on the perimeter during that segment. Luke was guarding fours, and so it was a little bit of a different look. But I always feel like offensively we'll find ways to score, and we did that, and we had great spacing. Whether it was Luke's threes, whether it was Nan one, whether it was an offensive rebound, whether it was Dane a couple of times, we'd find ways. But I always get a little bit concerned about the defensive side when he's not in.
Are you front right?
This question is for Marcus. Marcus, in the first half, you were getting trapped pretty well there, but I saw you kept finding Chance moving opposite ball. Is that just something that you guys have just worked on together just over the course of the season, or just what brings that symmetry?
Yeah, I think we've played teams that guard similar to them, and we knew what to expect. So, a lot of our offense tonight was just, having them double me and then pass out of it, and then from there guys make plays. So we were just kind of really inviting the doubles because then, you're playing advantage basketball on the backside.
You keep in mind, we know people that are 6 feet tall, pretty good, 6'1", 6'2". Marcus is 6'7". So when he is in the room, he's exactly the same height as Luke Goody. So when you have a 6'2 guard guarding you, I mean, they can take your ball. Mm-hmm. But he has the capability to see a little better than probably most because he's 6'7". Mm-hmm. So you forget it, and you don't know how tall these people are until you see him walking around. Chester Frazier, who's assistant coach, former guard Illinois.
Yeah.
He walked by my house with his family on a walk, and I'm looking over going, he's tall. I mean, he's 6'2".
Okay.
But you just think, seeing him on the sideline with all the tall people, it just looks like he's 5'9".
Right.
It's just an amazing difference in height. And Illinois is tall and long.
Take one last question here, front.
Luke, you talked about last time you guys had 4 games left. I saw Terrence, when you guys won, put up number 3 with 3 games left. What's given you guys that mindset that you can make that kind of run and get to where you've gotten?
Yeah, it's the confidence in our teammates and the why not us mindset. We put in so much work in the offseason, starting back in Spain. We're practicing over the summer. we prepare for this. This is what you prepare for. It's super exciting to have the opportunity to go play the number one team in the country. In the Elite Eight, you can't ask for anything better. Honestly, it's a blessing for all of us to have that opportunity. So, all the hard work we put in, has kind of led us to this moment. We're excited for it.
Excellent. Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate it. Good luck against UConn.
All right. So this is where they all get up. This is again Coleman Hawkins, Luke Goody, Marcus Damask, Brad Underwood, and then they do their chair thing.
Yes.
It just, you can just hear
they get
the,
up in a uniform yeah. passion you, and you, they,
soft laughing. It's mm-hmm. just kind of cool. Here, push the chair in. Standing up. March out.
Thank you very much.
And they nobody's done this before. They just what are they doing? They're kind of laughing,
right.
Kind of snickering and stuff. They're having fun.
It's a really good idea too, because the cameras are still on them. They're still collecting their things, and it just makes everybody happy. And him taking off his shirt to celebrate Illinois, I've seen that video.
Brad Underwood,
That water gun or super soaker.
A super soaker, and he'd said when he was in the cold tub. But the player says, I'm surprised how good I look without my shirt off. So Brad Underwood took a shirt off for the Super Soaker event, and they were all getting him and paying him
back.
That's
right.
But does that not reflect to every good porthole person? Come to Illinois, it's fun.
Absolutely.
843.
At Pards in Urbana, the boots just keep on coming. They're known for their huge collection of men's cowboy boots, women's cowgirl boots, kids' boots, and even shoes. If you're searching for top footwear brands, look no further than Pards. They carry a wide variety, including Ariat, Dan Post, Smoky Mountain, Roper, Double H, and more. And if socks or accessories are what you need, they've got all your high-quality essentials. Since 1968, Pards has been serving their customers with high-quality merchandise. And if you haven't been to Pards in a while, a lot has changed. Go check them out just off University Avenue in Urbana.
I'm Justin Eich, co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground.
So, Justin, tell me what you see as typical when it comes to sewer repair. Give me a scenario.
Your sewer's backed up, and somebody comes along and says, you need this repair for X amount of dollars. Here's my price. And you don't think to go looking for another company or a second opinion because you don't feel like you have time.
So is it possible that you might get charged a little more because it's kind of a desperate moment? Do some companies do that?
Oh, absolutely they will. They know you're in a pinch. Typically, if you call us, me or Will can be out there within an hour to look at that problem for you. Whether you call me first or you call me second, make sure you give me a call.
Anything else, Justin?
You can always trust Fred's.
Great to know. Thank you. That's Justin Eich, the co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground. If you want more information about this great 45-year family-owned company, just go to fredscu.com. That's fredscu.com.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
Don't miss out when Ancient Aliens Live lands in a town near you. The Out of This World Tour continues with 15 new dates announced across the country. Hear from the experts of Ancient Aliens live and in person.
All of you are on this journey with all of us together.
Get your tickets now at AncientAliensLiveTour.com.
Ancient Aliens Live, Project Earth, lands in the Virginia Theater Friday, March 29th. Tickets on sale now at thevirginia.org.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Take a look around your home. Is it finally ready for some much-needed updates? If you don't know where to start, then just meet with one of our experts. We'll help you find the perfect waterproof plank floor for your kitchen or that stain-resistant, super-soft carpet for your bedroom. Finish your room update with a custom sofa and chairs, or choose a trendy in-stock dining set that's priced right. Come home to Carpet Weaver's, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
I've got to clean out this garage. Let's see. What's the cheapest and easiest dumpster service in our area?
Here's what I found. The doggy bag.
Think she's broken. I'm not looking for takeout. Siri, try again.
The doggy bag from Bulldog Disposal in Mahomet.
Doggy bag? What's that?
If you got junk that needs to go, but you don't want the hassle of having an enormous dumpster delivered, grab a doggy bag, keep it as long as you need. They'll come take it away. For more information, just visit bulldoggybag.com.
That's bulldoggybag.com.
Does it feel like baseball season? I mean, normally we're all about the Cubs and the Cardinals. It's like the eclipse that's coming April 8th.
That's right.
We're just all about the Illini right now because, again, this just doesn't happen. I was a lot younger the last time we were talking like this.
Yes.
So it's just really great.
And we might as well, since we just mentioned MLB action, of course, we have ESPN 93.5, your home for the Cardinals, and Dodgers on top 7-1. They've got a 9-10 first pitch here tonight. And then Texas in 10 innings, 4-3 winners over the Cubs over on US 105.9. It's a 6:05 start using Kyle Hendricks on the mound tomorrow. Love hearing these names again. And baseball's back. So baseball with our Illinois team against Penn State, 5:00. Illinois softball also right there at Eichelberger. Should be a nice afternoon for that. Aren't we up to near 70 according to our meteorologist, Greg Soulier?
Nice. So
Minnesota with the series for the softball team. Parkland softball team, two wins against Danville Area Community College. They're 6-0 on the season so far. So now we'll pivot and hear about our women who were in the semifinals in Illinois, beat Tulsa 69-61 yesterday. So they're on to the Women's Basketball Invitational Tournament, WBIT, in Indianapolis for the Final Four, 4:00 Central Time on Monday, first.
It is awesome from the standpoint of development and process, because you're not going to take a team that won like seven conference games over 4 years and turn them into an NCAA team. Shauna Green did that the first year. And then it kind of settled back to reality of what this is. So to go through this and to go to Tulsa and beat them on their home floor, Shauna Green?
That was our number one key, was I kept harping on that, as we have to come out and set the tone, especially when since they're on their home floor. So we always talk about the first battle, which is our first 5 minutes of coming out strong, but I told them our first quarter is going to be really, really important, and I thought we did that, we executed that, and I thought that really set the tone for the entire game.
And this is not the goal of Shauna Green, to go to the WBIT and win. It's a goal to keep going and getting better.
Be in the postseason.
Mm-hmm. This isn't the tournament they want, but they've extended play. They're above 500. I want to know the last team, Teresa Grintz, that has won, had two That's above right. 500 teams yep. in a row in women's basketball.
Yeah.
The thing's building, folks. It's building. We check our weather with meteorologist Greg Solier for Easter weekend.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for Eastern Illinois. Champaign and Penn and this Saturday, some milder days ahead, but wetter as well as we move on through this Easter holiday weekend, and in particular, by early next week, a partly sunny day's worth of weather, about 67 this afternoon. That'll run about 10 degrees above average, with the southeast to south winds on the increase as the day progresses across the area. There may be a stray shower this evening, then scattered showers, thunderstorms by midnight, bottoming out at around 55 tomorrow, partly sunny, breezy, mild, a shower, thunderstorm in spots for the morning, and a high around 70 degrees. And we'll get into some showers and thunderstorms here as we move on through late tomorrow night into Easter Sunday, in particular Easter Sunday afternoon, but still can't rule out a couple of raindrops around for the morning hours. We'll be down in the 40s here for tomorrow night, 45 to 50 Easter Sunday morning early on, then a high near 64. Showers and thunderstorms, 68 on Monday. Tuesday, more rain, temperatures in the 40s there, and the shower activity winds out on Wednesday. For Steve VJ Broadcasting, I'm Meteorologist Greg Solvay.
Tavis Towing reminds all Illini fans, when you're on the road and see lights flashing, move over and use caution passing. Let's all get home safe tonight.
Think warm thoughts and get your pool plans ready now. Buy a membership at the Urbana Park District Crystal Lake Park Family Aquatic Center. There's a huge discount for individual and family memberships. Go in person to the Phillips Recreation Center or the Urbana Indoor Aquatic Center. Call 217-367-1544. Check out the pool with the Urbana Park District. You belong here. UrbanaParks.org.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Jesse with Lands Drain Cleaning and Underground Solutions here to tell you today, hey, we've got solutions for you. You have gurgling toilets, slow drains? Have you been told that you have to jackhammer and mess up your entire house and property just to fix a pipe? Have you been told your sewer lines failed, your drain lines don't work? Call us today, have our expert drain cleaning team come out, run your lines, camera them, locate, and we can offer you a solution today. Lands Drain Cleaning and Underground Solutions. Why call anyone else?
Illini fans, this year we celebrate the 100th anniversary of Memorial Stadium for the 2024 Fighting Illini football season. Season tickets for the 2024 football season are on sale now, and Illini fans who renew their season tickets by February 1st are eligible to win amazing prizes, memorabilia, and experiences. Secure your season tickets for homecoming, Dad's Day, and a special rededication of Memorial Stadium on October 19th against Michigan. Visit FightingIllini.com for more information.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we
PDR
JR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at PDRauto.com, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Well, we hope you have a blessed Easter, and if you're curious about what this is all about, I just encourage and pray that you find some answers and look into it of what this whole love and forgiveness and love in Christianity is what it's about. It's love. And then we are tended as forgive. And
that's the focus today for Good Friday, for sure, with the crucifixion of Christ.
But the resurrection is just days away. Diane Ducey, thank you.
Thank you, Stevie. Enjoy your Easter weekend.
Yeah, you as well.
And go Illini.
Go Illini. All right, we'll be back on Monday, God willing. Thank you for listening. ESPN 93.5. I'm Stevie J. That's Diane Ducey. Have a blessed Easter weekend.
At ABC Heating and Air, it's our promise to help you always be comfortable. Do you need rescued because you're burning hot? Do you need rescued because your air is shot? Call ABC Heating and Air at 352-5400 and let us rescue you from the heat. ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400. Can't you see you need to call me at ABC? Call ABC Heating and Air. That's ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
BMW, Buick, GMC, Honda, and Subaru. Welcome to Sarah Champaign. We can handle all your car repairs on site, including paintless dent repair, bumpers, windshields, everything in between. We have an amazing selection of new or pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Shop from home and buy online or reserve your vehicle before it hits our website or dealership. Sarah Champaign is home of the Sarah One Price Promise, delivering an honest and transparent buying experience. Hurry in or shop online at sarahchampaign.com.
Relax.
Every month we honor law enforcement because they deserve it. A seven-year guy, 8 years in Florida, 15 total. He's now with the Champaign Police Department, presently serves as a sergeant in the patrol division, Sergeant Austin Massey. Why did you get into this business?
Ever since I was really young, I was raised to respect law enforcement and appreciate that they are in their position to help us and be ready to assist at your worst time. Growing up, seeing the law enforcement in the community out there helping, just really something I wanted to do and be there to help people on their worst day, help make their lives a little better.
How do you approach each day?
You never know what you're going to get. Coming into work, you never know. It could be a nice, calm day, nothing going on. I can just take care of paperwork and get everyone squared away. But then the wheels can fall off and we can go call to call to call. It's almost instinct.
Relax. Call back 217-359-7293.
As Tapman's Towing celebrates 50 years of serving Central Illinois, we're always seeking good people to serve our great customers. Our team of expert tow professionals would like to interview others with CDLs, previous tow experience, or a strong interest in serving others. If you enjoy serving people, love working in the outdoors, and looking for a career, not just a job, we should talk soon. Do you have a strong desire but lack the experience? We should still talk. Visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
In an ever-changing real estate market, it is so important to work with experienced agents like Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor teams at Taylor Realty Associates. They have the knowledge and expertise to get your home sold for the most amount of money in the shortest amount of time. Trust the experience and success of Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor team at Taylor Realty Associates. Give them a call today at 217-355-0700 or visit them online at taylorboys.com. That's taylorboys.com.
This is Eric Bolin with Provident Financial Group. Unfortunately, there is no one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is we can help improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Want unbeatable prices on your next furniture purchase, but also seeking that local hometown feel? Look no further than Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola. Customers rave about their friendly, established staff, as well as their great selection, amazing prices, and second-to-none delivery service. They're a third-generation local business, and they've always got your best interests at heart. Find the look you love for less. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, but always available online at kelseyfurniture.com. That's kelseyfurniture.com.
The Festival of Quilts celebrates a special tradition at Cunningham Children's Home. Since 1895, every young person that comes to live in Cunningham is given a handmade quilt to enjoy and treasure forever. The quilts are lovingly created by United Women in Faith and other members of the quilting community throughout Illinois who care about Cunningham youth. The 20th anniversary Festival of Quilts will be happening on April 12th and 13th at 9 a.m. at Cunningham Children's Home, 1301 North Cunningham Avenue in Urbana. For more information, visit cunninghamhome.org. Hope begins here.
This is WSJK Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals. Now time for Greeny on ESPN.